got to get your own intro, pup.
No, nah, I'm happy just to sit in the back seat of El Daly's car, just fill his boots for one morning.
Right, what do you got?
He'll be back. He'll be back. Don't worry about that.
Do you like the intro, Stewie?
I've just been tasered.
So who put it under the power lines?
Yeah. Little zap to get me going.
Top five key players of the summer. Is that where we're going,
that's,
pup? In no particular order?
That's what I've gone for. So cricket. We're talking cricket. We're not talking NRL. Obviously, India out here. So what I've done, I've gone two Indian players, no particular order, two Aussie players, and then I've also gone an Aussie female cricketer that I think has been a standout for a long period of time and has already had a huge summer in the women's BBL. So for mine, the two most important players in regards to India this summer, in setting a tone, but also giving it to the Australians in the way they bat, the way they bowl, their attitude, their approach, is one, Kohli, the captain. I know he's only a part of the first test match, but these one days and these 2020s is where Virat Kohli can really stand up and lead from the front. I think the tone he sets with this team will play a big role when he leaves after the first test match. And if India don't have success in the one days and the T20s, they are in deep trouble in the test matches. And they'll get smoked 4-0, in my opinion. The other one is Bumrah, opening bowler. Probably the best short form bowler in the world at the moment, but his success in test cricket has been exceptional as well. Again, it's not just about the wickets he takes, it's how he bowls. He's got Davey Warner's measure at the moment. He's got him out a number of times. He's quick. He's got a really different action. So I think he needs to set the tone and be really aggressive to the Australian batters. Even to someone like Steve Smith, he's got to use that short ball consistently and regularly, like Jofra Archer did to Steve Smith in the Ashes. They've got to take the Aussies on, and those two players are India's best two players to be aggressive to the Australians, whether that be with the bat or with the ball. To counteract that, the two Aussies that I feel are the most important for the summer is one, Warner. Again, same thing. He sets the tone. He walks out to bat. He faces the first ball. He plays aggressive cricket. It doesn't matter what format. He really leads that the forefront for the Australians in his style of play. So I think Davey Warner with the bat and Pat Cummins with the ball. Pat Cummins gets his first crack at being standalone vice-captain, which is a huge opportunity for him. But again, he's had Kohli's measure. He's got Virat Kohli out a number of times. He's going to play all three formats of the game. You're going to see him consistently. I think he's going to play various roles. In the short form, you might see him open the bowling. In the test match, he's going to bowl first change. Again, it's the way he bowls. It's the tone he sets. And he's got to really stick it to the likes of Pujara, who scored a lot of runs last time they were here in Australia. And he's got to continue to get Virat Kohli out if Australia want to dominate. And on the women's front, Meg Lanning. What a superstar. I feel like she actually at the moment is going a little bit under the radar because we're talking about the way Alyssa Healy plays at the top of the order. We're talking about Elise Perry, the all-rounder, being back in that Australian team and back in the Sixers team and being a brilliant all-rounder. But I think Meg Lanning has just been a standout for this Australian women's setup for a long period of time. I probably don't think she gets enough credit for her leadership and her captaincy. She's moved from the Scorchers over to the Melbourne Stars in the women's BBL. They now make the finals. I think they're the team to beat. Don't be surprised come Saturday if they're not holding up the trophy. I don't think there's too much international women's cricket this summer, but if there is, and when there is, expect Meg Lanning to be leading run scorer, captaining the team to success, and seeing this Australian women's team continue to dominate. So they're my top five for the summer.